before we go today, let's dive down.
Boys sound the bells, the sun rose from the west today. I doubt we'll see it set.
This is Dessa, a singer, songwriter, and spoken word artist from Minneapolis. And today at PRI.org, we're premiering her music video for this song, Sound the Bells. It's pretty spectacular. In the video, Dessa appears on location and underwater. She wrote Sound the Bells 2 years ago. It tells a mariner's tale of a shipwreck foretold, a crew knowing that they would perish. Late one night after recording the song, Dessa says a filmmaker she knows sent her a surreal picture, life-size statues of people submerged below water.
He just sent me an image of one of these statues that had been set on the bottom of the ocean in Mexico. And he was baiting me really well, because my first question was, where is this and can you get there?
The answers? Isla Mujeres off the Yucatan Peninsula, and yes, you can get there. The sculptures were part of a project to rehab the underwater environment after hurricanes destroyed the coral reefs there.
The sculptor's name is Jason Taylor, and it's really clever. I think as a conservationist, he struck on this brilliant idea that instead of prohibiting people from swimming near the reefs and, you know, bringing with them all the sunscreen and traffic that can really damage the reefs, he said, well, I'll just put something over there for the tourists to see. I think you could give me 100 years to solve a problem like coral reefs, and I would never have come up with such a clever, graceful, like win-win conservation kind of solution like he did. So I was one of many people, many swimmers, who wanted to see the work that he had done in this kind of underwater museum, which eventually will become transformed as coral grows over it into a reef of its own.
What was it like to be swimming amongst all those underwater statues? I mean, you're shooting the video as the singer, but you're underwater swimming amongst them.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not a very strong swimmer, but I knew I wanted to be able to swim convincingly for this video. So I spent a lot of time at the YWCA in Minneapolis trying to stay on the bottom of the pool.
Hazards of the job.
Yeah, and like really freaking out the teenage lifeguard. Like, what is this girl doing in, you know, lane 4?
Dessa's underwater training in Minneapolis led to some gorgeous scenes in her video from the reefs off Isla Mujeres. Again, you can see what I mean at PRI.org. The Sound the Bells video is live on our website now. You can check it out. And be sure to join us on The World again tomorrow. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for being with us.
The lighthouse keeper's last relay, and shadows end a final way. Now's the time to rouse yourself, spend the strength you've saved.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI and WGBH, supported by the Ford Foundation, by PRI's New Voices Fund, whose donors include Maureen and Michael Rutgers, and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation, by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org. The Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs. The PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Peter and Catherine Darrow, the Gruber Family Foundation, Marguerite Steed Hoffman, Ken and Lucy Lehman, and the Robbins Kaplan Miller Cerisi Foundation. And by the Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and strengthening international peace and security at carnegie.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.